General Wood, who is Deputy Chief of Staff of the Air Force, reported this morning that the Air Force plans to put Global Hawk and Predator systems at Grand Forks Air Force Base. The Predator squadron will actually be piloted by members of the Fargo Air Guard. So the planes, the UAVs, will be based at Grand Forks, but the Predators will be flown from Fargo. This is very important and welcome news because the UAV mission is a rapidly growing one in the Air Force. The Predators and the Global Hawk have distinguished themselves in Iraq and Afghanistan. So this is very important news for both Grand Forks Air Force Base and the Fargo Air Guard. The delegation, the congressional delegation, Senator Dorgan, Congressman Thommer, and I met with Secretary Dominguez last week, urged him to flesh out the plans for Grand Forks and Fargo well in advance of the June 23rd BRAC hearing in Grand Forks. He readily agreed to do so. That night, I had a discussion about this with both General Jumper, the Air Force Chief of Staff, and General Mosley, the Vice Chief of Staff. They assured me the plans were well underway. The next day, the delegation met. Senator Dorgan, Congressman Palmer, and I met with General Wood, who was given the assignment to come up with the specific plans. And this is the first installment on the additional specificity as to what the Air Force intends for the future of Grand Forks and Fargo. And this is obviously important and welcome news. And I think we all know the stakes are very high here. If we were to lose Grand Forks Air Force Base, the estimates are the unemployment in the community would be over 20%. And, you know, while tremendous progress has been made, the final judgments have not been reached. And so it's very, very important that we continue to press right to the end. You know, the BRAC Commission could change all of this by a vote of 7 of the 9 commissioners. They could still vote to close Grand Forks Air Force Base and to close Fargo Air Guard. So we've made real progress. This has been good news today, additional good news last week about the decisions to keep these bases open. But I think we all understand we can't rest on our laurels. We got to keep pushing right to the end.